Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Dante Loretta. His new book is The Asteroid Hunter, A Scientist's Journey to the Dawn of Our Solar System. We're waiting for the re-entry of the sample collection. It's going to re-enter like the early days of the Apollo program. You'll see a chute open and it'll drift down and you'll pick it up just perfectly. You know, the Navy SEALs will go over the edge of the helicopter. Everybody will be happy. Well, Dante, you're out there in helicopters chasing this, except for instead of the ocean, you're using your desert, the desert you're so familiar with. And everything is going according to plan. OSIRIS-REx drops off the sample return. It blazes through the atmosphere. Its heat shields work. And then, where's the drogue chute? What happens?
Right. At that moment, I'm in a helicopter, and we're heading out to the Utah Test and Training Range, which is a Department of Defense facility that's the largest continuously controlled airspace in the continental United States. So it's a nice place to bring in a capsule from outer space, and it's a wide open salt flat out there, so plenty of flat ground to land on. And I know down to the second when these events are supposed to occur, and after we go through the hypersonic regime, a small parachute called a drogue chute is supposed to come out and stabilize the capsule's flight as it transitions into the subsonic regime. That's supposed to happen at 100,000 feet of altitude. And all I can do is listen. I've got my headphones on. I'm in the backseat of the helicopter, and I can hear the range control officer reading out the different status points. And they say, crossing through 100,000 feet. And I'm waiting for drogue chute spotted. And they don't say anything. And there's an Air Force officer in the front seat, and I tap her shoulder, and I'm like, drogue? She's like, they're not calling drogue. And at that point, my heart just sinks. And I flash back at that point almost 20 years to a very similar capsule that crash landed in that same Utah desert called the Genesis mission, where the parachute failed to deploy. And NASA's there with cameras. We're doing a live TV broadcast. And I'm starting to think about, how am I going to keep it together in front of the world with my heart broken and this mission, a disaster in the Utah desert? 3 minutes go by and we're crossing through 60,000 feet and I'm just desperate and everything is going wrong. My heart is pounding. And then finally, like a miracle, I hear main chute spotted and I just break into tears. I'm so overwhelmed with gratitude and thankfulness. And at that point, I know we did it. We crossed the finish line. We got the sample back to the Earth. Mission success.
There's a photograph of Dante, and he looks extremely collected when he's kneeling down to the sample side. So he recovers that day, and the sample is spectacular. I note that OSIRIS-REx goes on to another mission, and you hand over the PI position to your colleague, Danny Della Giustina. I hope I say that correctly. Where is OSIRIS-REx now? Where's it headed, Dante?
Yeah, so Danny Della Giustina is someone who I met in 2005 when she took my one-credit seminar on asteroids and meteorites at the University of Arizona. And we bonded immediately, kind of like siblings, and we've been working together almost ever since then. And she's risen up through the ranks. She's now an assistant professor, just like I was in those days when I got that phone call from Mike Drake here at the LUNY Lab, the Lunar and Planetary Laboratory at U of A. And she is the principal investigator for OSIRIS-APEX. We've rebranded it as the Apophis Explorer, and it's on its way to rendezvous and orbit another near-Earth asteroid. It can't collect a sample. All that hardware is on Earth now, but it still has all those great cameras and spectrometers and the lasers. So we're going to do a fantastic mapping campaign and interact with the asteroid's surface. And I think the thing I'm most proud of is it really carries Mike Drake's vision forward of training the next generation and building these leaders that can go off and do amazing things in the future.
Yes, and you mentioned in the close of your book, there are 200 students, there are 200 people who were affected by this, and that's two generations on, Professor, not just one.
That's right. Yeah, well, I think one of the best parts about having a university lead these kinds of NASA programs is you get access to all this enormous young talent. And they're so excited and so enthusiastic. It's a dream come true for them to work on a NASA mission like this. And so you really get the best of the best. It was our primary recruitment tool. Over 20 years, we hired dozens of our students onto the mission as scientists, engineers, managers, artists, all of the skill set you need to make a mission like this a success.
Dr. Dante Loretta, Regents Professor of Planetary Science and Cosmochemistry in the Lunar and Planetary Laboratory and the Department of Planetary Sciences at the University of Arizona. The book is The Asteroid Hunter, that's Dante, A Scientist's Journey to the Dawn of Our Solar System, a Success. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.